here's a story from The World.
In Turkey, dozens of people have died after drinking tainted moonshine, illegally produced alcohol spiked with a deadly industrial chemical. It's one of several outbreaks of bootleg alcohol deaths this year globally. Duru Baskaran in Istanbul has more.
On a rainy Saturday afternoon, Istanbul's Beşiktaş district is bustling with students and crowded cafes. Outside a liquor store, a young man sells lottery tickets in front of shelves stacked with wine bottles. He tells me the prices through a translator. There's 60 to 90 liras for a bottle of Turkish wine. That's roughly 10 U.S. dollars. And it's more for imports.
Mesela 35'lik Valentine's bir viski 95 lira.
For example, Valentine's whiskey, 35cc, is 95 liras.
That's actually a lot of money for most Turkish workers. Right now, the economy is in a downturn, but the price of alcohol keeps rising. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's conservative government has tripled taxes on alcohol in the past decade, hoping to discourage drinking. The man selling lottery tickets, who didn't want to give his name, says alcohol prices are at a breaking point. Some people, he says, are starting to make their own alcohol at home or buying it illegally, and that carries its own dangers. On October 9th, a hospital in the seaside city of Izmir reported the death of a man poisoned with methyl alcohol, a cheap industrial chemical sometimes mixed into illegally produced liquor to cut the cost. It's odorless and flavorless, and less than a tablespoon of the stuff can kill you. Before long, Turkish doctors were reporting bootleg alcohol poisonings all around the country. The victims who survived were often left with permanent blindness or brain damage. 55 people died in 1 week, more than the total number of reported methyl alcohol deaths in Turkey for the 2 years before. Turkish authorities have jumped into action, raiding warehouses and going after underground traffickers. State media reported that more than 70 people have been taken into custody. But Turkey isn't alone. This spring, hundreds died in Iran after rumors circulated that drinking high-proof alcohol could prevent coronavirus. In a country without a legal alcohol market, that rumor turned deadly. All told, the year of coronavirus may be the worst year for methyl alcohol poisonings since researchers like Dr. Knut Erik Hovda of Oslo University Hospital started to track it.
So I think that there is a recreational element to the fact that people are not at work and they're home and they're drinking alcohol or they have lost their jobs and they're drinking because of that.
This year, he's tracked outbreaks of methyl alcohol poisonings in at least 25 countries, including India, the Dominican Republic, and the United States. The pandemic has disrupted alcohol smuggling routes, Hovda says, pushing illicit dealers to find local substitutes. Hovda fears methyl alcohol is becoming a more popular choice because it's widely available and cheap.
So that we know that the problem can just escalate much more than it is now even.
Methyl alcohol poisoning can also happen accidentally if someone who's distilling their own hard alcohol does so improperly. Making your own wine or beer does not carry this risk. But Yalçın Ongoran, a homebrewer in the town of Edirne, says drinkers here are on alert.
When I started homebrewing, I served my beer to other people. They were like, are you sure that this is not going to get me blind?
When booze becomes unaffordable, some do cut back on drinking, but others find another way. Ongoran has watched a Facebook group he runs for homebrewers grow to more than 600 members. Lately, though, their discussions have focused on the difficulties of finding specialized ingredients and equipment in Turkey.
We actually had problems with the customs this year. We couldn't find any yeast. We couldn't find any beer kits. And people were like, what are we going to do?
While Ongoran enjoys making beer, he worries about the people who, because of increasing taxes and a bad economy, feel pushed to make their own liquor. It's a riskier process and an illegal one. For The World, I'm Duru Baskaran in Istanbul.